Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 1st, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of leadership and management news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
AutoOne Group appoints Christian Wallentin as Chief Financial Officer. AutoOne Group announces the appointment of Christian Wallentin as the new Chief Financial Officer effective January 1, 2026. Wallentin, with over 20 years of experience in banking and finance, will succeed Marcus Boser, who steps down after a decade in the role. Wallentin joins the management board after a transition period starting October 1, 2025. Hakan Koch, chairman of the supervisory board, welcomes Wallentin's expertise and leadership. CEO Christian Berterman looks forward to Wallentin's contributions, especially in financing. Wallentin expresses excitement for the opportunity to unlock growth in Europe's used car market. Boser, reflecting on his time at AutoOne Group, thanks colleagues and partners for their collaboration. Prior to his new role, Wallentin held senior positions at Nordea and Hoist Finance. AutoOne Group, founded in 2012, is Europe's leading digital automotive platform for buying, selling, and financing used cars, operating in over 30 countries. Rapid Fire Safety and Security welcomes Ken Obermeyer as new Chief Financial Officer. Rapid Fire Safety and Security has appointed Ken Obermeyer as its new Chief Financial Officer, bringing over 32 years of CFO experience in the security and life safety industry. Ken's appointment aligns with Rapid Fire's growth strategy, supporting branch operations. Previously, Ken served as CFO of Interface Security Systems for 27 years, providing strategic financial leadership. CEO Mike McLeod expressed excitement about Ken joining the team, highlighting their successful past collaboration. Adam Lucas of Concentric Equity Partners praised Ken's expertise in fire and life safety businesses. Rapid Fire offers commercial sectors fire, life safety, and electronic security services, driving development in the Midwest, Southwest, and Western United States through a buy-and-build strategy. Concentric Equity Partners, a private investment firm, partners with middle market companies to accelerate long-term value creation. America's Moral Cliff, Dr. Susan Reynolds' Stand to Protect Medicaid. Dr. Susan Reynolds, president and CEO of the Institute for Medical Leadership, warns of a crisis facing America's largest healthcare safety net, Medicaid. With nearly 26.1% of Americans enrolled in the program, proposed federal cuts could lead to 1.8 million rural community members losing coverage by 2034. Dr. Reynolds emphasizes that Medicaid is more than a budget line, it is the lifeline for millions of Americans. She calls on voters to recognize the importance of Medicaid, lawmakers to consider the human impact of budget decisions, and the media to keep this issue visible. Dr. Reynolds' upcoming Chief of Staff boot camp aims to prepare healthcare leaders for the moral imperatives of protecting programs that safeguard our most vulnerable.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.